might be amenable to some treatment, sex offenders and so forth, but I think it's a fairly small number, and I think it's worth doing to bring some clarity to it and also to eliminate from the preparation for trial stage the problems that the DAs have of having to respond to the inappropriate raising of the insanity defense by a lot of personality disorders. I think that would help to address the problem that Dale Penn and others appropriately raise concerning not who gets to the PSRB, but who fiddles around with the defense and has to be defeated with it by the prosecution. So I outlined it in the testimony. I'd be glad to go over that in more detail today or Friday if it would be helpful for me to return. I think these pick out things from the three bills. It picks out the definition of mental disease defect from the Attorney General's bill and clarifies that, but adopts it. It picks out the extension of PSRB jurisdiction from the Interim Judiciary Committee bill and supports that. And it picks out the change of the name of the verdict in a way that I think reflects exactly what's going on. The person is guilty in that they committed the act and had the culpable mental state, except they're legally insane.
Are you able to return Friday?
Yes, I am. I
hope the consideration of the bill.
I hope to be, yes.
Okay. That'll give us a chance to read your materials along with the others that have been submitted.
I'll also say, by the way, the cartoon also points out that those are all personality disorders that are made fun of in that cartoon.
Representative Courtney?
By your description of personality disorders and the experts saying it is or is not, that's the mess the task force found them. But you gave, in my opinion, the worst of all examples to justify, Jeff, why we don't want it in there. The person, their problem is they abuse children. Then you said sexually abuse. Geez, since one day that person is going to get out of jail in terms of the sentences we hand down for that, that just terrifies me. I'd much rather have them under the Psychiatric Security Review Board, and maybe lightning will strike in terms of their psychiatric ability or their medicines or whatever they got out there to get rid of this desire, this tendency of sexually abusing a child, to lock them up as opposed to just lock them up at OSP. And I don't know, maybe just being in between the walls one day, it'll go away, this desire. But I just find that amazing that if those are the kinds of examples of a person that is abusing children, sexual abuse cases, that just terrifies the hell out of me. I mean, I really mean that. And so I am uncomfortable now more than I've ever been about this whole area of personality disorder because that kind of example, I just don't want, I'd rather put them out under a PSRB and let them try to work their magic even if they don't have magic.
We certainly consider that in thinking about this. Struggled for a long time with this issue of whether to include or exclude personality disorders. There's no question, though, that the 5 to 20% of these people who are labeled as personality disorders, and it varies from 5, everyone agrees it's at least 5%, the hospital says it's 20%. Those are the controversial cases. Those are where you have the battles of the experts. Those are where you have the expense. Those are where you have the prosecutors contesting the cases. That's where the problem is. That's where the controversy is. That's where Dan White is, even though he wasn't an insanity defense, by the way. You know, to many people, that's where John Hinckley was. That's where the problem is, the defense is. The 80% of schizophrenics, of organic brain syndromes, of mental retardation, everybody agrees. They just zip right through the system. That person's crazy. That person's retarded. That person should be over there. The personality disorders are the controversial ones. The problem is, if you eliminate some, you got to eliminate all. Now, if you eliminate all, what you have to do, I think, is to recognize that there are people in prison who need some kind of treatment. We need more of that anyway. What is available, of course, is the correctional treatment program. People go to prison, can come to the state hospital, the correctional treatment program, in the sex offenders program, for instance, where they have the behavior modification. If that kind of program were available to treat those sex offenders, you might have some hope of rehabilitation, if you will, or cure. You will still not have the PSRB follow-up. But Representative Courtney, I think if we were going to design a system to make this state safer, we would put all criminals under the PSRB. In many regards, the PSRB supervision is just better. I says, I think if you gave a questionnaire out to the DAs about how's the parole board doing, and not to criticize the individuals on the parole board, but given their lack of resources and the numbers of people, I think you'd find the DAs are pretty darn critical of the parole board, and I think you find when you have hearings on it that you get a lot more concern about the parole board's capacity than you do about the review board's capacity. So it would, you know, it's like if you really wanted to design a system, if you could put enough money into it to have a review board type set up for everybody, we might all be better off. But you don't. You got to eliminate some. You got to make a distinction somewhere. And the controversy and the things that we are hearing, the reasons for bringing up these bills, the reason the Attorney General, I think, feel so much public pressure, the reason the DAs have to fight these things at the pretrial stage is because of the personality disorder cases. Those are the controversial ones. Those are the ones that take time, cause money. I agree with your concern. But I think that if you are going to make any changes, it is focusing on that small number, 5 to 20 people a year throughout the state who get into the review board system, who create the controversy. And without question, as demonstrated in that paper that I provided to your counsel, it is the personality disorders that cause that controversy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? We have a problem that has arisen since we scheduled this hearing, and that is that very important caucus of the Democratic Party in the House has been scheduled 4 o'clock, dealing with the budget, compromise budget package. I would say that if there's any caucus for which attendance is probably mandatory as an individual political matter, it's this one of all of them. And I'm sorry we have not interrupted any hearing of this committee, and I think this whole session yet, but I don't think I have any choice. We are going to return to these bills on Friday. We will. If you are unable to return and you have testimony that you have come to give us, if you have it in writing and would like to leave it, we will review it and make it part of our record.
Chairman, is there a deadline that I don't have anything written up, but I'll submit something?
Well, I would say from the complex of issues that surround these bills that we're not likely to be able to take any kind of definitive action on Friday. I think what we'll be doing is completing testimony and attempting to define very precisely what the issues are that we're going to try to resolve as a subcommittee. So desirably, if you could have it in by the end of the week, that would be helpful, but I would say by the middle of next week would probably be safe in terms of real subcommittee action. About 10.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you do not have written testimony and are unable to return on Friday, if you will call into our committee office, I will get back to you, or our staff will get back to you, and try to take down a summary of what your position is that we can. I'm happy to try to make it part of our record in that fashion. Somewhat unorthodox, but I feel a certain responsibility to all of you who have committed your own time to be here and may be deprived of the chance to be heard. And I do apologize for that problem. It arose since we issued our schedule. Okay. We will be adjourned then as a subcommittee until 1:30 Friday.